This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The broader actual housing market is up as well. Prices have been climbing for a number of months now. And one place to see that recovery is in Oakland, California. But how the housing market there is doing is different from how the neighborhood is doing. Arthi Shahani took a walk through West Oakland.
Marilyn Williams got to West Oakland in 1983, and she hasn't left since. Williams takes me on a driving tour, starting with this row of Victorians.
Average age, 100 plus. My house was built. I'm still calling it my house. I'm so silly.
Silly because she doesn't own this white duplex anymore. She just rents the ground floor. In 2010, Williams fell behind on her mortgage payments. She was getting a divorce and lost her husband's income.
It wasn't like I just said, oh, I don't have the money. I'm not going to pay if I can't pay the whole thing. I actually started making half payments.
Her house went on short sale and sold for about one-third the price she'd bought it for. At that rate, she could have afforded to keep it, but her bank wouldn't write down her principal.
My loan was held by investors, and it was just being serviced, quote, serviced by a bank.
West Oakland is losing its black families. Williams is a teacher and longtime community activist, and she's trying to figure out if this is still her community. She points across the street to a 7-foot-tall mural of a young father and recalls the last time they spoke.
I gave him a big hug, his name is Cedric, and I said, I'm really proud of you.
The next day, Cedric was shot dead, the casualty in a crossfire. When the house with this mural was foreclosed, the new owners nearly painted over it.
And I flew out of the house screaming, no, you know, that mural has brought about a change in this whole community.
William says in the 1980s, West Oakland was a crack den, but drug dealing stopped at that corner. And the improvements continued. After a freeway collapsed in the 1989 earthquake, Williams organized to replace it with a tree-lined boulevard.
We got a beautifully landscaped corridor named after Nelson Mandela.
All this activism by Marilyn Williams is not the kind of metric that mattered to her bank, but it did make the neighborhood more inviting. We turn another corner and meet the new West Oakland.
You know, it's a neighborhood that is just screaming for everything.
Vladimir Levitansky used to be a clown in the circus. Now he's the owner of a new organic restaurant. His menu is starting with fish and chips and po' boys, but he plans to
slowly introduce crazy exotic food to the neighborhood, like carrots, something that was not deep fried.
In most ways, it's a healthy housing market recovery.
Jed Kulko is chief economist at the real estate company Trulia. I went to Kulko to get his expert take on Marilyn Williams. Is there any economic argument at all that the market loses when this community leader loses? Kulko begins to answer.
Sometimes what we see, what an individual's going through, is a clear sign of bigger problems in the macroeconomy.
He doesn't have the heart to finish his thought. Sometimes personal pain is a sign of systemic failure. But here, Kulko tells me later, it's not. William says West Oakland is not as tight-knit as it used to be. Tech geeks who were priced out of San Francisco have moved in.
A lot of them are introverts. You know, they're not getting out into the community and just walking and getting to know people.
Williams does recall one exception. A young blonde woman came by the other day looking to do volunteer work. Williams was so surprised, she gave her a hug. In West Oakland, I'm Arthi Shahani for Marketplace.